Let's talk about the overview of the NLP intervention. So step one, and this is just how I will tend to do an intervention, although I don't always do it the same. Step one is to set outcomes and take a detailed personal history. In a typical five-hour coaching session, you might spend 2 to 2.5 hours on gathering information about the client's history and model of the world. Remember to take every problem example that the client presents you with and chunk up. Ask yourself, what's this an example of? Your goal is to find the pattern or the greater level problem, which when healed will change the client's business or life. By the end of the detailed personal history, you should have a good understanding of the nature of the pattern. So when I go into my detailed personal history, my whole goal there is I want to understand what this is a problem or where this is a problem. What's the pattern behind this? Like, let's say somebody comes to me and their problem is weight loss. Okay, well, I want to get the greater level presenting problem that's caused that. So I'll say, what's this, or their problem is not being able to weigh their ideal weight or being overweight. I'll look at that and I'll say, what's this an example of? And as they start to talk to me about their life, I'll look and notice if they've got other problems that they throw out, like other things that seem to be related. And I'll say, what are all these things examples of? Because you may chunk up and find that they're all, everything that they're presenting you with, not just the problem they presented you with, but some of the other examples of things that are going on that maybe they hadn't even made the connection on yet, are all part of a greater level presenting problem. Does that make sense? So they tell you 4 or 5 different things, and they say, well, yeah, this is a problem. And in addition to having being overweight, in addition to that, my job's falling apart, my career's this and that, and they start throwing some stuff out. Now, basically, you got 2 different things that could happen. Either your client's just not focused enough on what they want to produce in the one session, and they're just telling you they want to fix every aspect of their life, in which case you've got to help them get focused, or they're giving you a whole bunch of examples that could all be part of the same greater level presenting problem, which when you get that causes everything else to disappear. So I'm constantly looking for patterns as I'm questioning the client. Step two, design the intervention. So once you have a pretty good understanding of the nature of the pattern, and we'll take a look at how you would get that in a second, then step two, this is just the big picture overview, is to design the intervention. This can either be done while taking the detailed personal history and delivered in the same session, or it can be done between sessions. Chris will often do a small amount of change work the very first session and the bulk of the change work on the second session. So when I'm first meeting with somebody, that first session is usually going to be entirely detailed personal history. And maybe I'll do a little bit of change work at the end. This gives them the opportunity to design the majority of the intervention between sessions. It also sets the client's expectations. Because if you, like let's say you spend the whole first session doing your detailed personal history, and then you help them to release anger, like one negative emotion, or you do one little teeny piece of change work, what'll happen is, the client will then go and generalize that. They'll take that and they'll get the maximum out of that little amount of change work, and it will set their expectations for the next session in terms of, wow, you know, you've set it low. So if you throw the book at them in the first session, you're gonna set their expectations like, well, it takes the book to make the change. If you do a little bit of change work, they're gonna say, wow, I changed so much from this little thing. Then on the next session, it'll be much easier for you. So I'll tend to do a minor amount of change work on the first session. Most of it will be detailed personal history. Step three, deliver the intervention. This is done anywhere from 1 to several sessions. The process will often include, 1, information gathering, 2, loosening or shaking up the client's model of the world, 3, application of NLP processes, 4, testing and future pacing. So the actual delivery of the intervention may include all of those things. And all of those things may be included from step 1 to step 3. It depends on how I'm doing that intervention. At the bottom, it says, just a couple of notes. Remember, everything is in the setup. By the time you use a specific technique or process, the client should be so ready to jump through the hoop of the process and make the change that you're practically holding them back. That's my thought on change. By the time I get to doing a swish pattern, that client's watering at the mouth, ready to go. You got to hold them back. Like they'd be on the verge of changing anyway. Then the change work becomes magical.
So what have you done to get them in that?
Loosening their model, reframing, quantum linguistics, sleight of mouth, everything that I need. So I'll be talking to the client forever before I do. It's kind of like I will tend to make the least amount of change necessary in order to get the most outcome. So I will do a lot of talking, a lot of meta model, setting outcomes, detailed personal history, reframing, quantum language. I'll do all that stuff. And then maybe the intervention itself, by the time I get to doing what I'm going to do, like let's say what I'm going to do is help them release a couple negative emotions or help them get rid of a limiting decision or do a swish pattern or do a submodality shift or change a value in their hierarchy, raise money up. That, to me, is like the icing on the cake. That's the icing on the cake. So the intervention is the magic that I'm going to do. And I always look to do a little magic in a session. So I'll do a whole lot of change work linguistically. For me, the language part, in fact, once you really start practicing this stuff, you'll find that the language part, you can do almost any technique without doing the technique. You can almost do any technique linguistically. Including submodalities, and I know I'm speaking a little bit above your head right now for the moment, but I won't be for long because you'll have a greater grasp of that as we move forward. But I can do almost any NLP technique through language as I'm just talking to people, but I want to slam at home with the magic. So, and that for me is like the icing on the cake, whether I use hypnosis, whether I use the timeline techniques, whether I use all the other stuff. By the time I get there, I've already shaken up their model of the world so much and changed their thinking linguistically and shifted their perceptions and used every language model I know that by the time I'm going to do a parts integration, that's like the slamming at home magic. Yeah. And it also says underneath that, there's another little note that says tasking may be necessary prior to session. I recommended to you before the book Phoenix by David Gordon. I'll recommend it again because I think that's clearly one of my favorite books on tasking issues. It's called Phoenix, like the city, Phoenix, by David Gordon, and that's about tasking, behavioral tasking. So in terms of behavioral tasking, what will I do with the client before I see them? Sometimes, like if I was seeing somebody for smoking cessation, I might tell them to bring in all their ashtrays and all their packs of cigarettes. And I might tell them to write down, keep a journal for a week before they see me of every time they put a cigarette in their mouth and what they're feeling when they do it. You know, that would be a tasking issue. The woman that I told to put on her bathroom mirror, screw the damn kids, and you know, let them drive their health into the ground. You know, that's a task. Anything behaviorally that you ask the client to do, you could have them keep a food journal. Like if they're overeating is the problem, have them write down every time they put something in their mouth exactly what it is and what they're feeling. You know, things like that are tasking issues. When you give somebody a task, or I've had people have physical tasks where they had to go and exercise 4 days before they came and saw me. That's getting their willpower in check and getting them to do something about the problem before I'm going to actually work with them. Like in exercise, I think there's a couple of issues in exercise. When you want to get people to start exercising regularly, there's always, because exercise feels good once you've been doing it, right? So it's kind of breaking through the barrier of getting from no place to some place is one of the major issues. And it's also finding the intrinsic motivation within yourself to get out and do it. So for me, I will sometimes task somebody before, if they come to me to see me for weight loss, I'll say, okay, I want you to go to the gym 4 times before you see me. Why? Because I'm starting to build their psychology in toward enjoying it. Otherwise, I got a huge hurdle to pass before I get them to work out. Like they're going to come to me and expect me to magically make them want to work out and feel good about it right up front. If I tell them, go to the gym 4 times, before you see me, then I've already got them into that space where maybe it's starting to feel good a little bit. Then maybe I won't do the second session until they've gone another 7 times. So I make them do something physically before I even allow them to see me. And by that time, they're loving it. By that time, they're feeling good working out. And so then the rest is easy. Yeah, that's part of tasking. We're not going to be doing a lot of tasking in here. It's not necessary to task people in order to get the change. I've done plenty of change work without tasking. That's just one thing that we can do to build investment in a change.